Back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And, of course, our halftime show was brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Check out yolandasriverhouse.com.
Back here, second half, getting set to get up and running within the next couple of minutes. His team's going through last-minute preparations, 19-0. The Rams lead it as they try to go to 2-0 to open up this 2012 campaign. Couple of touchdown runs for senior running back Abe Gonzalez. One from 1 yard out in the first quarter, one from 4 yards out in the second quarter. That sandwiches a one-yard touchdown run from Rob Gazer that came early on in quarter number two. 19-0 is the score, and Southern will get the football here to begin play in the third quarter. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Vince Arluco, the broadcast crew, Brad Fioriscano, our good buddy assisting us here, game site, Lauren Bajica back in the studios pushing the buttons on 105.7 The Hawk.
Boy, that was a rather normal time-wise halftime.
Which is kind of unusual here.
I know, considering, some of the halftimes we have at some of these stadiums.
Christian Perez, number 33, back deep, along with number 25, Nick Hem. This one will bounce. I'm sorry, it's Gonzalez who is back deep. He will take it at the 5-yard line and surge forward out over the 25 to the 27-yard line, where Southern will have it first down and 10.
Pretty good hit by Robert Haley to bring him down with the special teams tackle.
Dan Higgins running the offense fairly efficiently in that first half. Didn't have to do a whole lot of throwing. The ground game was so good for Southern. Let's see if they pick up where they left off. Mike Gesicki will split himself out as a single wide receiver to the right. Colachia and Hem, slot receiver combo, sideline left. Higgins operates from the shotgun. Game plan here to begin the second half, much as it was in the first half. Run up the middle. That was Gonzalez on the carry. Takes it just over the 30-yard line. Gain of 3. Second and 7. Carney and Kosh combined on the tackle.
Yeah, expect to see more of the same. Try to get up, get that other touchdown, another touchdown, and put this one away and then maybe start resting some of your starters.
Second and 7, same formation. Ball set from the middle of the field. Twins up top to the left, single man back to the right. Again, the give will be up the middle. It'll be Gonzalez to get it again. It'll be spotted at the 35-yard line. Gain of 5, a couple yards shy of a first down. Messler on the tackle.
You know, you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing, guys, but the offensive push against the defensive line of the Indians, you know, nobody touches the ball carrier until they are 3 yards downfield. That's how much push they're getting off of their offensive line. And like Coach Donahue said, not very big, but very athletic.
Different formation here. Wing either side. Slot receiver up top to the left, so it trips that way. Yazer will come in motion from left to right. He'll get the carry and have a first down. Almost broke it for a big one. Flag comes out as well at the 40-yard line. Scott Stuber on the tackle.
Horse collar.
That's a personal foul, so it'll add on some bonus yardage to what was a first down carry. It is a 15-yard penalty. Ball be marched all the way down to the Indian 45-yard line.
Again, I'll kind of repeat, those are the kind of things losing teams do. It just seems like all the little things, you don't do the little things, and it cost you. And Toms River South has had a bunch of them in various degrees tonight.
Higgins on a first and 10 inside of Indian territory. Ball at the south 45-yard line. Southern leads it 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter, 19-0. Yazer again in motion. Same play, same direction. Yazer, same result. Positive yards. Pushed out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. Carney and Messler there on the tackle. 5-yard pickup, bring up a second and 5.
Well, I tell you, Ed mentioned it, and, not a big offensive line, but very athletic. And that time, Yazer just put his hand on Frank Thiessen, the right guard, and just kind of followed him around. And 5-6 yards before anyone gets a hand on him.
Second and five now. Jasicki and Hem will go up top. Sideline left. Jasicki the slot man. Hem the wide man. Split backfield. Yazor to the left of Higgins. Gonzalez to the right. High snap. Yazor bumps off a one tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Picks up two and a half, maybe three, down to about the 37-yard line. It'll bring up a third and two. Marukas and Carney on the tackle.
The other thing I like about Gonzalez and Yazor is it looks like they protect the football. Of course, I'm sure they'll fumble on this next possession, but, you know, they've got both hands when they're about ready to get hit. They've got both hands around the football, and, you know, no turnovers yet for the Rams.
Empty backfield look for Higgins. Tight end wing right trips to the left. Gonzalez will go in motion. He'll get it. Sweep around the left side. Wrapped up by Messler after a two-yard pickup. Looks like it's going to be just shy of the first down. Ball is spotted at the 36. The Rams need to get it to the 35-yard line. It's right in the middle, about the 35-and-a-half.
Let's give Messler a little credit. He's made quite a few tackles for the Indians tonight from his inside linebacker spot. Been very active. Unfortunately, a lot of them are 5 yards downfield.
Yeah, and, of course, Messler is the outstanding baseball pro player for the Indians in this spring.
Fourth down and less than a yard. Tight end either side. Jasicki single coverage sideline right. Gonzalez has the carry. He'll have the first down as he jumps up over the 35-yard line. Going to have just enough. Puerto on the tackle.
You know, it seems to me that Southern's had so many third and ones and fourth and a half yard, you know, tonight.
Well, you get five or six on first down every time. It'll do that, right?
Churning the yards out.
And killing clock in the process. 8:20 left in the third quarter. Southern 19, Toms River South nothing.
First down and 10. New set of downs here for Higgins to work with. Wants to throw under pressure and gets dropped in the backfield. Coming off the corner, Matt Marukas, the senior outside linebacker. Clearly the best defensive play of the night for the Indians.
And easily the best hit of the night. Marukas came from the right defensive corner and put a nice lick. Higgins did well just to hold on to that.
Well, the Malik brothers who call the defense here for Toms River South, right time to call the blitz as he came untouched.
Loss of seven brings up second and 17. Higgins going to go empty backfield this time. Again, tight end wing set to the right. Trips off to the left. Yazor in motion. He's going to have the carry. Sweep to the near sideline. Get upfield. Lower the shoulder. Take it down to the Indian 37-yard line. It's going to be 12 yards shy of a first down. Third and 12 coming up. 7:15 remaining in the third quarter.
Yeah, that jet sweep has been a very successful play for the Rams.
And the backs are very patient, Ed.
Yes, they are. They do follow their blockers well. They're pulling linemen up front.
Jasicki, near sideline right. Up top is Hem. He's got a ton of space to the top side of the formation. Split backfield with Higgins in the shotgun. Third and 12 now for Southern. Trying to add to a 19-0 lead. Here comes pressure again. Higgins in trouble. Eludes the rush once. Lets it fly. Up over the top of Jasicki, the intended receiver will fall incomplete and bring up a fourth down and 12.
Messler again was the one that time who got penetration, could not make the tackle, but certainly forced the timing of the playoff, and the pass goes incomplete, and Southern Regional will punt for.
Yeah, there is.
Will this be the first first time? Second.
No, he did punt.
Yeah, they
first
had one punt in the first.
They're in sort of no man's land on the 37 here. What he doesn't want to do is kick this in the end zone. Got to angle this towards the Southern sideline.
Time here, Berry back deep. No pressure for Jasicki. Does angle it a little bit, but it's going to make the end zone and come out for a touchback to the 20-yard line. It'll come with 6:32 remaining in the third quarter. Southern leading 19-0.
Really only a 17-yard punt,
yeah,
if you think about it, right?
It's not a good play.
It's not good. You got to take a little more off that.
Yeah. I thought he would angle it a little bit towards the sideline here, but looked like he kicked that one straight on, and South will get the touchback and start on their own 20. Let's see if
really.
First of all, let's see who's at QB. Looks like Trevor Signorino.
No real strong offensive drive in the first half. Best they would manage were a couple of first downs. Two turnovers, one interception, and one fumble lost.
Man in motion is Hart. He'll get it. Sweep off the right side on a pitch that way. Gets three to the 23-yard line. Zach Amir leading the charge defensively for the black and gold. Second down and seven coming up, just about midway through this third quarter. 19 to nothing is our score.
Now, you know there are good football coaches in that on that Toms River South staff, some great football coaches, and sometimes the halftime adjustments that you make, if you're out-personneled, those adjustments don't help you much.
Second and seven. Signorino has Green behind him. Sends a man in motion. Option to the near sideline. Spinning forward is number 25, Robert Haley. Out over the 25 to the 27, Nick Manafo on the tackle.
You know, Matt, even on a play like that with the pitch, the Rams are getting such great penetration. The ball carrier is already trying to juke 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You're not usually going to have a lot of success with that.
Third down and three coming up. Toms River South trying for a rare first down and put together a bit of a drive. Brian Morrison splitting out wide left up top. It's Tommy Ventner. Wing either side for Signorino. Haley is in motion. Give is to Green. First man through. He'll have the first down. Breaks the plane to the 30-yard line just barely, but enough to move the chains and keep the drive moving for Toms River South.
Yeah, it's an important first down for the Indians. Like to see them get a drive going here. Of course, Southern would not, but like to see the Indians' offense keep sustain this drive here. I guess we're really not supposed to root, right?
You can
we root
it,
for a game.
We root for a football game, and a score here wouldn't give us a football game.
From the 31-yard line, Hart in motion. Signorino wants to throw under pressure, goes off the back foot, almost intercepted. Intended target was Robert Haley. It'll bring up a second and 10. We'll talk about it off air in a second.
All right.
Second and 10 coming up. 4:36 to go in the third quarter. Southern 19. Toms River South nothing. Morrison. Near sideline to the left. Signorino might have to get the passing game going a little bit. Not Toms River South's strength. This guy could be. Khalil Green on the pitch off the right side. Gets out of the 35 to the 37-yard line before Boyle able to wrap him up. It will leave the Indians with a third down and four.
At least that time, Matt, when Signorino made the pitch, Green had a full head of steam and was able to turn the corner and get some positive yardage.
How about the Raiders of East making a little noise against Jackson, 27-17 at half right now. Jackson's still up.
Third down and four now for Signorino. Haley in motion again. It'll be first man through on the carry. That is number three, Otis Carney, checking into the backfield. Haven't seen him tonight carry the football. Manafo on the tackle. Another first down for the Indians, who all of a sudden have a bit of a drive going with 3:50 remaining in the third quarter, still trailing 19 to nothing.
Carney did have three carries last week for just 4 yards in the loss to Central. First time tonight, though.
Stays in the game at the running back spot. Three-point stance behind Signorino. Hart's in motion. Counterplay inside for Carney. Running off the right, will get into Ram territory. Stopped at the Southern 49-yard line. Bailey Bellissimo and Al Manzo on the tackle. Goes as a gain of three, second and seven.
My quick summation of the Indians so far, three or four backs, all with about the same type of ability. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Second and seven. Signorino with trips this time to the left. Single receiver up top to the right. Three-step drop, wants to throw. Looks right, throws right, has a man. Catch is made. Tommy Ventner will pull it in and have a first down. Take it down inside the Ram 40 to the 37-yard line.
By far the best drive of the night for the Indians.
Oh, it's the best they've looked.
Yeah.
Tonight. And eating up the third quarter clock.
You get a little positive yards from running the ball. You can't set up the pass. That's what happened there.
Yeah, but you know what the key is. Got to get it into the end zone.
Signorino tucks it off the option to the left. Gets to the 35-yard line. A gain of about three. Second and seven now coming up. We are down inside of 2.5 minutes. Zach Amir on the tackle.
A fast-moving third quarter, huh?
Right, I think if you're Tom's River South, too, you just want some points on the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to get on the board here. You know, maybe the two missed extra points become a factor if the Indians can get one into the end zone here.
Split wide out set, wings either side. A fumbled snap, and it's covered by Tom's River South in the backfield. About 3 yards back, Khalil Green able to jump on it.
But those are the things that will just
not
give
only
coaches gray hair or no hair.
Just because they did recover, it still cost them a down, and now they're in a definite throwing situation here, although maybe they're in four-down territory.
Oh, I think they are for sure.
Yeah.
Third down and nine. Ventnor this time near sideline, right up top to the left is Morrison. Signorino wants to throw. Again off the back foot. He's got a man open. Drop football for Brian Morrison and would have been a touchdown.
I mean, wide open, 7 yards clear down the sideline in front of the south bench. And Trevor Signorino threw his best football that I put it right in his hands. Would have been six. And again, like that broken record, losing teams, these are the things they do. And now there's an advantage. There's a chance to take advantage of an opportunity. Maybe blown coverage, score a touchdown, you drop the pass.
Fourth down and nine, and the Indians will go for it with 1:16 remaining in the quarter. Timeout has been taken on the field by Tom's River South. Will break as well. 19-0, Southern leading late third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the open MRI of Wall game of the week on 105.7, The Hawk.
Having to go for medical imaging testing isn't exactly relaxing, but an imaging center that cares enough to put your comfort first can make all the difference. Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall provides just that. If you need an MRI, CAT scan, X-ray, bone density test, or ultrasound, you can count on a quick visit, a relaxing atmosphere, and an accurate reading. Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall at Wall Circle Park on Route 34 South. Open 7 days a week. Call 732-974-8060 or visit openmriofwall.com.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Everyday extraordinary. Don't forget, coming up at the end of tonight's game, our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, brought to you by Cleese Bar and Grill and the Next Door Cafe on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and Ocean Trophies Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor.
After the timeout here for Tom's River South, they want to make sure they've got the right play in. Going to go for it on fourth down and nine. Kind of a last-ditch effort to stay alive in this game. Up under center is Signorino. Reverse roll to his left. Stopping the flat throw. Catch is made by Hart. He's going to have to spin his way forward for the first down. Going to be close at the 28-yard line. It's going to depend really on the spot of the ball.
I think he's just short.
Yeah, they're going to have to measure it, that's for sure. This will be our first measurement of the night. I think he made it.
You think he made it?
Yeah, I think he made it.
I think he got a good spot, Ed.
Yeah, he did. I was saying stay outside, not, you know, to myself, obviously, but I think
not so obviously.
No, I was saying stay outside.
Yeah.
I think he's got maybe by the stripe of the football.
All right, let's see. Ed says he made the first down. Chain crew coming over, the long run.
The basketball staff on the chains. Southern basketball. Oh, he's short by the stripe of the football, about 3 inches short.
The eye is starting to go on Ed. You're usually pretty good at those
calls. They were a long way away. tough break for the Indians right
really, because it was a nice drive, and, you know, the drop pass, just a killer.
Nice play action call there. Little bootleg action. Signorino had bought some time on the left side, threw a nice ball to, was it Hart? Yeah, it was Hart, right?
That's what's that? Correct. That last play, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Hart, and would have liked to have seen him stay outside to the sideline. Instead, he tried to make a move to the inside, and that cost him the first down.
Rumson with a 28-7 advantage right now after another touchdown on St. John Vianney. That game in the third quarter. We are late stages of quarter number three here. 63 seconds remaining. Here is the give for Gonzalez. He will work forward off that first down carry, coming right to the 35-yard line. Gain of 7 to leave Southern with a 2nd and 3 coming up.
Yeah, again, the jet sweep, you know, where they that man in motion takes the handoff from Higgins with a lot of people in front of him.
It's been the bread and butter all night long.
Yes, it has. Been running it out of that trips formation.
Jasicki this time, part of a trips formation as the middle receiver sets sideline left. Gonzalez in motion. His turn on the sweep to the near side. Looks like he's going to have enough for a first down. Out just over the 38-yard line. Gain of about 3. Chains will move and then reset. Not likely to be the final play of the quarter. Matt Marukas on the tackle. Southern in no real hurry, so we will step out for a timeout. Three quarters in the books. Southern 19. Toms River South nothing. We're back in 30 seconds. With more of our Game of the Week brought to you by Open MRI of Wall here on 105.7 The Hawk.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist was an athlete who knows what it takes to get back in the game? At Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, all their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes who are focused on returning injured athletes to optimal levels of performance. That's why they're the official therapy provider for the Lakewood Blue Claws. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the technology, expertise, and motivation to get you back in the game without losing a step. With offices in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor, visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game is presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
More scores to pass along to you. Shore Regional leading Asbury Park 34-6. That one early in the third quarter. Big game going on in Class B Central. Our Game of the Week here from Southern Regional has the Rams on top of the Indians 19-0. One more quarter left to be played here. It's basically been Southern from start to finish in this one, though that last quarter scoreless on both sides. And we're back here next week as well on Friday night for Southern and Toms River North.
By the way, RBC leads Manasquan 10-0.
Let's give some credit, by the way, to Matt Abalo and the defensive coordinator in this Ram defense. So far scoreless on the year.
Back up and running here in the fourth quarter. First down and 10. The carry for Yazer off the left side, tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage, falls forward for about 2.5. We'll call it 2nd and 7 coming up.
Abato has been the defensive coordinator for Chuck Donahue here for several years, played here at Southern.
Higgins looking for one more score to ice this game away and leave no doubt. Slot receiver set up top, formation to the left. Here's the give for Yazer. He has stopped at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle again by Messler. He's been the one spark plug for Toms River South defensively. No gain. 3rd down and 7 coming up.
He got up limping that time. He's got that right leg heavily wrapped and took a little hit on it that time. You could see him limping around there in the defense of the Indians.
Tight end this time set to the left side of the formation. Single back. Southern's missing a guy.
Yes, they are.
Yazer, who came off with the leg injury for a second, now comes back on. goes as a wingman, one either side for Higgins.
Boy, that was a long 25 seconds.
High snap, taken down by Higgins. It's Gonzalez again, spinning forward. Well, I'll tell you what, this kid can run. He'll have a first down into Indian territory, tackled at the Toms River South 45-yard line.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by him. I'll be honest. You know what? We knew Bellissimo was the workhorse last year, and just wondering, well, who's going to, you know, pick up the slack for him now that he's graduated. Well, as Ed said, they've got a sort of a double-headed monster in the backfield, but Gonzalez is the one that's really opened my eyes.
Yeah, it you know, even leads more credence to the matter that Yazor offsets him so well that it allows Gonzalez to get a blow here and there from carrying the football. Bellissimo never got that blow last year.
Gonzalez gets it, runs left, turns upfield, and gets 2.5 down inside the 43. Messler again on the tackle. End of the third quarter, Jackson Liberty leading Central 7-0. Report is the Golden Eagles had driven to the 1-yard line but then fumbled the ball away.
Oh, talk about key turnovers. Put a star next to that one if that game ends with a Jackson Liberty victory.
I wish I had a camera. That reaction for Kevin Ed was priceless when I announced that score. Second down and 8. Higgins from the shotgun again. Split back. Yazor's turn up the middle. Stopped in the backfield. Marukas right there. No gain. And now the Rams with a third down and 8. 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. It is still Southern 19 and Toms River South nothing.
Boy, the Rams have really been able to play this one close to the vest. They have not shown anything in terms of multiple sets, you know, pass package. They've pretty much kept this one on the ground. Let their offensive line do most of the work, anchored by Bellissimo, Bailey Bellissimo, the center.
Some more scores right after this third down play. Yazor off a fumbled snap will cover it and fall. He and Higgins came together, and that time Higgins looks at Bellissimo and says, can't do much with that one. It'll bring up fourth down. And Southern will have to punt it away. Late in the third quarter, Barnegat leads Manchester by a score of 20-0. Manalapan up on Freehold Township in the third, 27-0. Colts Neck leading 35-7 over North Brunswick. That game also in the third quarter.
That is the one problem Southern's had tonight. A couple of those snaps have been high. Bellissimo to Higgins.
Just disrupts the timing
of everything. It certainly does, yeah.
Jasicki back deep. Here comes pressure from the Indians. They'll get it away. The Rams will. It'll bounce at the 25 and roll down inside the 15. Picked up and downed at about the 14-yard line where Toms River South will have it first down and 10 with 7:43 remaining here in the ball game, and Southern still leading at 19-0.
I think the word I would use to describe Southern's performance tonight, Matt, is methodical.
They've slowed a little bit here in the second half. You know, they had such a solid first half, but I think in the second half, if the coaches are looking for things to pick on, they've been a little sluggish, I think, in
yeah.
the second half.
It came so easy in the first half.
It did, for sure. Indians take it over now on first and 10 from their own 14-yard line. Signorino at the quarterback spot. Ram showing blitz with Bonafo walking up from the inside linebacker spot. The inside carry here for number 25. That is Robert Haley. No gain on the play. Maybe a football's length. Call it second and a long 9 right just outside the 15-yard line.
Bonafo once again on the stop. Clearly the leading tackler for Southern.
Bailey Bellissimo limping off for Southern Regional. That's bad news. Two-way player both at center and at the nose guard spot. See a lot of guys play two ways.
That's a cramp on Bellissimo, guys, so not a major injury.
Must be interesting, Ed, to play basically the same spot on either side of the line, center and nose guard.
Yeah.
Can't look away, that's for sure.
Second and 9. Haley in motion. Signorino wants to throw. Straight drop back. Goes downtown. Looks for a man. This is going to draw interference. Jasicki was tied up with Morrison. Not sure if it was a total catchable ball, but it was definitely interference right at midfield.
Yeah, and Gazicki, and he didn't have to.
Gazicki tackled him. He just absolutely tackled him before the ball got there. And it's, I think both of you are right. That pass would have been well overthrown. But, you know, it's easy for us to say watching it from up here. And that'll be a 15-yard penalty, and we'll give Toms River South a badly needed first down.
Noticed every time Signorino throws, I feel like he's thrown off of his back foot.
Yeah, he's not smooth looking. He just isn't.
Yeah, he's not setting his feet.
He doesn't have great quarterback mechanics. My take would be, Ed, well, I don't know if you disagree or not, he's probably more of a good athlete playing quarterback than really a quarterback.
Yeah, but I've been impressed by the way he's run the offense tonight. You know, not so much throwing the football, but I think he's run the slot option fairly well tonight. Except for that one bad pitch, he's done a pretty good job running the offense, and that's what they choose to do.
Going to throw it here again, let it fly incomplete into the Rams sideline. Intended target was Ventnor. It'll bring up second and 10 from the Indian 30-yard line.
Covered by Sheehan on the play. Decent pressure from Ryan Boyle.
Back into the huddle now is Toms River South with 6:41 remaining in the fourth quarter. Last touchdown we saw was in the second with just under 5 minutes remaining. Nothing on the board since then. Three-step drop for Signorino. Again lets it go. Intended target again was Morrison. That one out of reach, and it will bring up third down and 10. Rumson still leading St. John Vianney in the third quarter, 28-7.
Put another L on the pick six for yours truly. Pick the Lancers to upset in that one.
Well, you have Jackson Liberty. Yeah,
that yes, I do. That could be a turning point.
Could be a good pick for you. Some big games tomorrow. Is Signorino going to look to throw here on third and 10? In trouble and sacked. Manafo came on the linebacker blitz and wrapped him up. It'll bring up fourth down, and the Indians will have to punt it away. Toms River North at Lacey, obviously a real big game. Middletown South opens up their season at Brick. Neptune and Ocean, always a rivalry game. Among the better ones on the schedule for tomorrow. We'll try and pass along as many scores as we can before we go off the air tonight.
When is that Middletown South Brick game? I thought they were playing tonight. I guess not, obviously.
No, it says tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow night?
It is at night tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Spiraling kick bounces from Signorino at the Ram 45, and then rolls down to the 38. I wonder if that was always supposed to be a Saturday game, or they moved it because of that field situation.
No, I think it was always Saturday
night.
Yeah,
on the schedule it was, now that I recall. Now, the field's all set at Brick. Pretty new. Good job on the press box, Kevin Hurd, right?
Press box and new bleachers.
New bleachers, and the field is recovered from a little fungus that they had. So the Dragons will open up, the Eagles will open up their season at Brick tomorrow night.
Rams coming on here, looking to cap this one off, maybe run out the rest of the clock if they can put together a long running type drive. It'll be Yazor on the carry, sweep to the near sideline, tripped up just prior to the 40-yard line, gain of two by Carney, who makes the tackle. Second down and a long eight coming up. Inside of 5.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
We've got to start thinking about a player of the game, Matt and Kevin.
Well, I think I have my player.
Well, you got to like the running backs, but, you know, the offensive line has done a fantastic job. I know we usually pick out the stars, but who do you like?
I'll tell you after this play on second and eight. With Higgins looking over the defense, long cadence, working the clock down. In the formation, it'll be Gonzalez who will break tackle, stay on his feet, and go into the open field. 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10. He is tackled inside the 10-yard line. There is a flag down, however, And I believe this is coming back.
Otis Carney, credit him with the superb effort.
That's a procedure penalty against Southern. And Gonzalez, who just had a very long run, an effort that will be wasted.
Well, I was going to give you the call, as Ed said, who do you like? And Matt, you were going to say, I'll tell you after this play. And I was going to say, you don't have to wait till after the play.
Yep, he's it. Abe Gonzalez will get my vote unless things take a dramatic turnaround.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's the back I like, but like I said, the offensive line has done a pretty good job. And
timeout taken by Southern. We'll take a quick break as well. 19-0 in favor of the Rams. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Most of the summer visitors have come and gone, so now is the best time to head over the bridge and visit Clee's Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights and the Next Door Cafe, which is open for breakfast 7 days a week. When the weekend rolls around, it's all about football at Clee's with great beer and food specials, and Monday night features half-price appetizers during the game. Don't forget Clee's 21st annual golf outing for Ocean of Love on Wednesday, October 4th at Gambler's Ridge. They're still looking for golfers and sponsors. Check it out at Clee's Bar and Grill.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Back right to action after the penalty. Rams will have it second down and long. Yazor gets the carry. Picks up about 7 back to the 40-yard line of Southern Regional. Still about 8 yards shy of a first down. Bring up third down and long.
Credit Quinton DiCarlo with that tackle.
Update from Middletown North, guys. Mike Basile from Brick Memorial has had himself quite a night. A 50-yard touchdown run and then a 53-yard touchdown run. On my account, that's 5 touchdowns for Basile. 36-15 Mustangs over the Lions of Middletown North in the fourth.
Gonzalez on the sweep this time to the short side of the field, upended by Carney. Into the Ram bench. It'll bring up fourth down on a 3-yard pickup. And Southern will have to punt it away here with 4:07 remaining in the fourth.
Well, the Indians will get it maybe one more time on offense, trying to avert the shutout.
That St. John Vianney score will not make Monsignor Donovan.
No.
High snap to Sickey. Fields it, running for his life, and will be tackled in the backfield. Another long snap and a high snap. It's been a problem offensively, now costing the Rams on the special teams, and the Indians will take over at the Ram 26-yard line.
I think that was Justin Schumann who was able to bring Gazicki down after that, but again, that has been a little bit of a problem. Certainly something to work on this week at practice for the Rams.
Fourth quarter about set to start. Wall leading Red Bank 21-7.
Well, we thought this was going to be the year for Red Bank. And they got walloped last week by RBC and losing tonight to Wall.
Signorino with the option attack, handing it off to Green. And he has stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Check it, it's Carney on the carry. Loss of 1 to bring up a 2nd and 11.
Well, this may be the final shot here for Toms River South to get some points on the board at the 26-yard line of the Rams as we reach the 3.5-minute mark in the fourth quarter, 19-0 Southern.
Back to the line is Signorino. Wings either side, receivers both ways. 3-step drop, wants to throw, lets it fly towards the end zone, wants Morrison again, and again out of reach of number 23, the junior wideout. They've been trying all night to make that connection.
It looked like Morrison had a step on the defender. The ball was kind of thrown over his shoulder. Kind of an awkward position to try and bring that one in, Ed.
Yeah, he did have a step, but you're right. And was that Yazor back there?
I think that was Sheehan that time on the coverage.
28?
13.
Okay. Yeah, 28, and Sheehan and Yazor better strap it up for next week when they see the speed of the Mariners, because they like to throw that pattern right there. And Carmen Scalfani, the North quarterback, could put the ball on the money.
This is going to be a procedure penalty on Toms River South and back up the Indians 5 yards to make it 3rd and 15. 3:17 remaining here in the fourth.
Toms River South next week will host Brick Township. That is a Saturday game. Class A South contest. That's always been a great rivalry over the years. And, of course, as we said, Southern here on Friday night against Toms River North. And we'll bring that one to you on 105.7 The Hawk.
3rd and 15. Signorino up under center. Sends Haley in motion. Gets the pitch. Sets up a reverse coming back the near side for Morrison. Flag is down. Going to be an illegal block on the quarterback, Signorino. Went for about 8 yards, but with a illegal block coming back.
Well, it was set up pretty good on the double reverse. The only problem was, in order to break it, the illegal block in the back cost the Indians. So what looked like maybe a chance for the Indians to get into the end zone now will turn into a, what is it, Kevin, third and...
Country mile.
As they say, a mile. Looks like it's, what, about 35? Third and 35?
48. They've got to get to where, the 16?
About the 15.
32 they need. The third and 32, everyone's got one of those in their playbook for converting this one.
Signorino, regular set. Green behind him. Wing receiver either side. Ball from the middle of the field. Green will get it. Simple dive play up the middle of the field to the 45-yard line, a gain of 3. Third down and 29. Boyle on the tackle.
Well, remember the moths we had at Brick Memorial last week?
Yeah.
They have moved south to Manahawkins.
I haven't seen one tonight.
Yeah, well, they're all on me.
Must be that Old Spice.
Yeah. Maybe it's you, Ed.
Ed's got the high karate on tonight.
Matt, yeah, let me tell you what I did today, Matt, and right after this play, okay?
I can't wait. Split wide out set, 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Fourth down and long. Signorino was dropping back and then took a knee.
Yeah, he fumbled the snap, and picking it up, he took a knee. I took, for about 4 or 5 hours today, I took in the Belmar Pro. Tell Kevin what
surf,
that is.
Surf tour.
Surf
man.
Contest.
There you go. Surf.
Kevin knows.
Well, I know a girl competing in that.
Well, I might have seen her today.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the only problem was no surf.
It was bad, huh?
The waves are about 3 feet at most, and they did the best they can. But, I mean, very impressive. I mean, surfers from Hawaii, from Puerto Rico, from San Diego, all over the place. I saw about 12 heats, and then I had a...
By the way, final score, RBC 10, Manasquan nothing.
Rams take it over on downs. They'll keep it on the ground, run a couple of plays, and that will do it here for us. Inside carry that time for number two, Grant Bissey. Picks up about 5, 2nd and 5, 90 seconds remaining. Southern going to improve to 2-0 and set up a big one in Class B South next week with Toms River North.
A little surprising here, Freehold, Burrow, and Mattawan tied 7-7 in the fourth.
Higgins taking his time. Give it to Bissey again, who will have the first down and essentially end the game with one more snap. Rumson with a 35-13 lead now with 10 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter against St. John Vianney. Carteret leads Raritan 42-10. And Higgins back to the line. Taking his time. We're inside of 40 seconds. Bissy gets the carry, dropped behind the line of scrimmage by Puerto, and that should do it. Rams don't have to snap the ball again. A couple of more scores before we start the postgame show. Shore leading Asbury Park after three, 34-12. Jackson Memorial leads Tom Javarese 27-17.
Well, Abe Gonzalez is going to be our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Outstanding performance by the running back.
A couple of touchdowns for him in the first half. As the Rams dominated the game, half number one, and pitch a shutout here for the second consecutive week. They didn't allow any points last week to Friel Township. And not a point on the board tonight for Toms River South. So back-to-back shutouts for the Rams. They win it here 19-0. We'll step out, take a quick break. We'll come back and start the postgame show, go down to the field for interviews, have some scores to pass along, and final thoughts. 60-second break. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.